Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with a study in the book of Revelation. We've been on chapter 13. Last time we did verse 8, and today we will do verse 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear. I'll go into an introduction, then we'll discuss the verse in more detail and conclude with a conclusion. So let me begin by reading that verse one more time. If any man have an ear, let him hear. In this short message, we will look at Revelation 13:9. First, we will gain a deeper understanding of this verse by looking more closely at the Greek of the verse. Then we will consider why God would generally say such a thing as, if any man have an ear, let him hear. And finally, we will see why God says such a thing in the context of Revelation chapter 13. Now, if anyone has an ear, let him or her hear. And we ask Yahweh through Jesus Christ to reveal to us more of his deeper mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. Bless us now, we pray. Amen. Once again, the verse reads, if any man have an ear, let him hear. More literally, this verse reads like this. If anyone is having an ear, let him, her, or it hear. So the word anyone in the sentence, if anyone is having an ear, could refer to either a man or a woman. That is, if any man or woman have an ear, let him or her hear. Also, the verb have in the sentence, if any man have an ear, is in the present tense and indicative mood of the Greek. This means that the action of the verb have is continuous or ongoing. And you can click on present tense to see this. So that our verse is now translated, if anyone is ongoingly having an ear, let him or her hear. Thus, the ones being instructed or commanded to hear are the ones who are ongoingly having an ear. And of course, that does not mean that they are literally ongoingly having a physical ear, for virtually everyone has that. In fact, virtually everyone has two physical ears. But it means that the ones who are ongoingly having an ear are those who are not only ongoingly listening to the Word of God, but are also capable of hearing the deeper spiritual truth often hidden behind the literal meaning to Scripture. This is why, for instance, that after Christ spoke a parable or something that he wanted to emphasize and that had a deeper spiritual meaning than what lay on the surface of things, he would say, if any man have an ear, let him or her hear. Only those who are ongoingly listening to the Word of God and able to hear the deeper spiritual truth of God's Word are being instructed or commanded to hear or listen to what God has to say. These, of course, are only the elect of God, for only they can come to know the deeper spiritual things of God's Word, because only they have been born of the Holy Spirit, who reveals the deeper spiritual truth of God's Word, namely the Holy Scriptures, which were completed in their totality in about 95 AD, when the last book of the Holy Scriptures, the book of Revelation was written. All other so-called holy scriptures written after the book of Revelation, such as the Quran or any other so-called holy writings, are an addition to the Word of God, and those who wrote them, believing that they came from God, are under the wrath of God. For at the very end of the last holy scriptures to be written, we read in Revelation 22:18, "For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book." And this book does not just refer to the book of Revelation, but it refers to all the holy scriptures of God. For to add unto the book of Revelation is to add unto all the holy scriptures, and to add unto other holy scriptures is to add unto the book of Revelation, because the holy scriptures are a cohesive whole. You cannot fully understand the book of Revelation without the help from other holy scriptures. And you cannot fully understand the other holy scriptures without the help from the book of Revelation. Thus, to take away from one book of the holy scripture is to take away from the other books of holy scripture. And to add to any book of the holy scripture is to add to the other books of the holy scripture. They are one complete whole. That is the authority which circumscribes or determines the true faith. Religions or faiths that have added or taken away books from the true holy canon of Scripture are in violation of Revelation 22:18 through 19, and so subject to the plagues written therein. So, it is crucial that one know what the true canon of Scripture is. The Apocrypha, or deuterocanonical writings, are also an addition to the Word of God, because although they were written between 100 and 400 BC, they were never accepted by God's Old Testament Jews or church into the Hebrew Bible of the Old Testament. And they were never quoted from by Christ, nor by the apostles, nor the eyewitnesses to and early followers of the apostles in the first century, who all wrote the New Testament Holy Scriptures. They can also be shown to have errors in them, that is, the Apocrypha or deuterocanonical books. They can be shown to have errors, and some of their writings go against the very clear teachings of the apostles and the New Testament Holy Scriptures themselves. This means that the Catholic Church, that officially added these writings to the Holy Canon at the Council of Trent in 1546 AD, have been under the wrath of God now for hundreds of years, according to Revelation 22, verse 18. All other so-called faiths or religions who have either added to or taken away from the true holy scriptures are also under the wrath of God, including modern Judaism, Islam, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, Freemasons, Seventh-day Adventists with so-called Prophet Ellen White, Hinduism, the charismatic gospels that believe they're still getting messages from God, that is the Word of God, and if they are getting messages and dreams, visions, tongues, voices, prophecies, that is the Word of God, and they would be adding to the Word of God. So those are counterfeit faiths, not the true faith. And there are many others. But let's get back to our verse in Revelation 13. It reads, "If anyone is ongoingly having an ear, let him or her hear." We already mentioned that only the elect of God, chosen from the foundation of the world, are ongoingly listening to the Word of God and able to hear or understand the deeper spiritual truths therein. Because only they have the Holy Spirit to guide them into all such truth. All others will not be able to see nor accept many of the deeper spiritual truths in Holy Scripture. For we read in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 through 14, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things, not literal with literal or physical with physical, but comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." This is why you can show many so-called Christians the spiritual meaning of a particular passage in the Bible by comparing Scripture to Scripture, spiritual things with spiritual things, as the Bible prescribes as the method for proper interpretation. Nevertheless, they cannot see it, or they just won't see it, because it is foolishness to them deep down in their hearts. They just cannot accept what it says. In fact, many Christians have been taught an incorrect method of interpretation that keeps them from seeing the deeper spiritual truths of Scripture. They were taught that they must take the Bible literally, like any other book, unless it is absolutely clear in a particular passage that they should not. This is called the historical literal method of interpretation. And what foolishness it is. The Bible is a spiritual book. Yes, it does literally record history as they literally took place, but history is written therein as a historical parable. The literal history is used by God like a parable to teach deeper spiritual truths for His elect. But because the majority of so-called Christians are not really Christians, as they lack the Holy Spirit, and because they have been taught incorrectly, they never come to see these truths. But they default to say what they have been falsely taught, that we, the true believers in Christ, are spiritualizers and incorrect in our method of interpretation. If anyone wants to learn more about the proper method of interpretation based on Holy Scripture alone, you can click on the link, The First Principles of Bible Study, and read that book. But now we must ask, why does God say to His elect in the context of Revelation 13, the Great Tribulation, "If anyone is ongoingly having an ear, let him or her hear"? Well, God says the same thing after His assessment of each of the first century churches in Revelation 2 and 3, which are God's overall assessment not only of those literal seven churches in the literal first century AD, but also God's deeper spiritual assessment of how all the Christian churches worldwide would be during the entire church age, from 33 AD to the end of the church age on May 21, 1988. The latter is the spiritual interpretation of the seven churches. God also says, "If anyone is ongoingly having an ear, let him or her hear," after particular parables like the parable of the sower, where there is a deeper spiritual meaning, Matthew 13, 3 through 43, or after he teaches the deeper spiritual truth that the coming of John the Baptist was the fulfillment of the coming of Elijah, Matthew 11, 13 through 15. So it is clear that whenever God says, if anyone is ongoingly having an ear, let him or her hear, it is to emphasize that whatever he is teaching in that particular context is very important for his elect to understand, and it has a deeper spiritual meaning for his elect than just what appears on the surface of things. Therefore, when we read, if anyone is ongoingly having an ear, let him or her hear, in the context of the Great Tribulation, where we learned that the whole church, all Christian churches worldwide, not just some, worshiped the beast because God gave them all over to the beast as his judgment against them. And that because God's judgment or Great Tribulation against all the Christian churches continues even to this day, they're all still worshiping the beast without even knowing it. God says, if anyone is ongoingly has an ear, let him or her hear. Because this is not only very important to God's true people, the elect, to know, but also this is difficult or hard spiritual truth hidden behind the literal meaning of Scripture that for the most part, only the elect are capable of hearing, because it is spiritually discerned and not literally discerned. How many people have understood what Revelation chapter 13 is really teaching? Not many, for two main reasons. First, God has a timetable for revealing truth, and this was all sealed up by God from knowing until the time of the very last days that we have been in ever since God's final judgment began with the house of God in 1988. We read in Daniel 12, verse 4, which is in the very context of the Great Tribulation and the end, as we discovered in Daniel 12, verse 1 in our last study that you can click on to see. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. In other words, no Christian would be able to understand these things of the time of the end until that time came near, which it did as we approached May 21, 1988, when final judgment began with the very house of God, and we began to see more clearly what the Holy Scriptures were teaching about the Great Tribulation, God's judgment on the church. The command of Christ to depart out from all the Christian churches worldwide, the Antichrist, who is the ultimate counterfeit Christ, who was given rule over all the Christian churches worldwide as judgment against them, and Judgment Day, which consists of many days wherein God continues to bring his judgment against the whole church, not just some of the churches, all of the churches, and brings his final judgment on the whole world beginning on May 21, 2011. Then, besides God having a timetable for revealing his truth, the other main reason why most Christians have not been able to really understand what Revelation 13 and other scriptures teach that have to do with the time of the end is because they were never truly saved, and so do not have the Holy Spirit to guide them into all truth. Jesus said to his disciples in John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. But if so-called Christians have not received the Holy Spirit, but some other spirit of a counterfeit gospel because they were never really saved. Romans 8:9, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. How can they come to truth about the deeper spiritual truths of the latter days? They cannot. And this is certainly one big reason why those who now fill the Christian churches worldwide cannot come to truth, especially so with the deeper spiritual truths of the latter days in which we now find ourselves. Furthermore, God is feeding all the Christian churches worldwide a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, which speaks about the time of the Great Tribulation, when the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also known as the man of sin or son of perdition, Satan himself, takes up his seat of rule in the church worldwide. In verses 9 through 12, we read, "Even him," that is the man of sin, who is the Antichrist, Satan himself, "whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." So, not only are the so-called Christians in the churches unable to come to truth about what is happening in these last days of the last days, because they do not have the Holy Spirit to guide them into truth, for they were never truly saved. And the Holy Spirit was removed from all the Christian churches beginning on May 21, 1988, to allow for God's judgment against them. As a result, they are being fed a strong delusion from God Himself to keep them from seeing the truth, namely that they are being ruled over by and worshiping Satan by going to a church without even knowing it. They have all been caught in the snare of the trapper, who is Jesus Christ, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They reject parts of the Word of God, and they accept other parts of the Word of God. They pick and choose. They pick the fact that Christ died for sin, but they won't accept the fact that He didn't die for everybody, for example. The Bible teaches He died only for His elect, and He predestined them from the foundation of the world to be saved. And that's a hard thing for many people in the churches to accept, because they want to have some part in their salvation, that there's something good in them that allowed for them to choose in their own power to be saved. But that's not the way it is. Nobody can choose to be saved. Christ must save a person and do all the work. He chooses us. Then we choose Him because He chose us, not the other way around. The churches also reject many of the biblical doctrines. The doctrine, for example, that women are to be silent in the main service. They're not permitted to speak. If they have any questions, they're asked their husbands at home or someone after the service. But they're not to speak during the main service. And almost none of the churches obey that anymore. Women are not permitted to be pastors according to Holy Scripture, or elders, or deacons. But many of the churches don't follow those teachings. The Bible teaches that there's really no such thing as divorce as long as your spouse is still living. You can go to church, to a pagan court and get a divorce according to the laws of the pagan court, but God doesn't see the divorce. God makes the two one flesh upon being married, and you can't just break up one flesh into two. That's not the thing to do. And Christ clearly taught that there is no legitimate reason for divorce. And if you do get a pagan divorce, you have to remain single until your spouse passes away. Then you can remarry. That's the only reason by which anyone who has been divorced in a pagan court can remarry. And there are many, many doctrines that the churches reject. They like the good doctrines. They like the ones that cater to what they, the way they think things should be. But boy, they hate a lot of the teachings, the true teachings of Jesus Christ. And that's why the judgment has come upon them now, ever since 1988, May 21, 1988. And it continues upon them. For God says they deserve double punishment for what they have done and stealing away the church from the true believers and spiritually killing them in the church. They are all caged in without being able to escape now because of God's wrath upon all their churches. And there is no longer mercy to be truly saved and granted eternal life. This is the great tribulation and time of trouble for the Christian church, which was declared by the prophets of old. Just as God destroyed the old earthly Jerusalem and the old earthly temple in 587 BC, so now also he has destroyed the new earthly Jerusalem and temple, that is all the Christian churches worldwide. And he had destroyed them, and Satan had taken up complete rule over them by September 7 of 1994 of the Great Tribulation. The main difference being that whereas the old earthly Jerusalem and temple were somewhat restored under Ezra and then Nehemiah, and you can read about those in the book of Ezra or the book of Nehemiah, the Christian churches worldwide will never be restored. Listen not to your false prophets who say that the Christian churches will be revived and there's coming a great spiritual revival, for they will not. Yet the new spiritual Jerusalem and temple, which are the elect themselves who have departed out from all the Christian churches in obedience to Christ. Click on Why Leave All the Churches to learn more about that. These will be rebuilt most glorious and incorruptible beginning on the last day of judgment day that we are now in, when we hear the command of Christ, of whom King Cyrus of Persia was a type, to return to Jerusalem and Judah. And you see Ezra 1, verses 1 through 3, upon the sounding of the last trumpet to come up and receive our new glorious and incorruptible bodies to be planted in the new heaven and earth that will be created from the remains of this heaven and earth after it is burned up by fire. This new Jerusalem and temple in heaven, of which we are, we the elect, we will never be destroyed ever again. To the glory of the Father, through the Son, Jesus Christ, and by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, in closing, remember, when Jesus' disciples asked him why he spoke in parables to the Old Testament church, the people of the nation of Israel, We read in Matthew 13, verses 11 through 16, He answered and said unto them, that is unto His disciples, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, By hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So the reason why Jesus spoke in words and sentences to the Old Testament church with deeper spiritual meanings was because the deeper spiritual truths of God's word, the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, were not given to them, but only to his few disciples. And this is true today of the Christian church. That is, all the Christian churches worldwide as well. They cannot understand the deeper spiritual things of the latter days, such as, for instance, are written in Revelation 13, so that they see and read Revelation 13 and the Bible, but they cannot see the deeper spiritual truths of the latter days, namely that God's wrath is upon them by remaining in the church, that Christ has instructed his people to depart out from all the Christian churches, that they are worshiping the beast by remaining in the church, that there is no possibility of revival or restoration for any of the Christian churches, that the Antichrist has already come and has been given rule over all the Christian churches as God's judgment against them, that salvation has come to an end in all the Christian churches as well as the whole world, and that judgment day has come and the whole world is soon to end. Any day now, they cannot see these things because they have not been given to see these things by God. Indeed, these things are hard and difficult truths to accept. That those in the churches during the Great Tribulation worship the beast, and all those currently attending church are worshiping the beast, even to this day? Certainly, this is why God in Revelation chapter 13, verse 9 says, If anyone is ongoingly having an ear, let him or her hear. For by saying this, those who are ongoingly able to listen to the deeper, hard spiritual truths of the Bible, that is the elect, are commanded or instructed to listen because what is being taught is important for them to know. And it is a deeper spiritual truth, a mystery of the kingdom of heaven, not given to the church as a whole, which is under God's judgment, but only to Christ's true and few disciples who have departed out from all the Christian churches in obedience to their Lord, Jesus Christ. We alone have been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are our eyes, for they see, and blessed are our ears, for they hear. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.